Final question is, how are you going to pay for this? If you're going into a career-oriented program, most cases you pay. In some cases, you will pay an enhanced rate. A lot of universities in Ontario and in Alberta and that, Masters of Social Work, Masters of Education, those kind of ones, they do not necessarily provide funding for those programs. Each university is going to be a little bit different. Most universities give programs discretion over how they allocate money. So in a lot of institutions, you'll be sitting in the class, some people with money, some people without, and varying degrees of money. That's generally tends to be how they happen. Increasingly, most are providing, or most programs that are in a research stream in Ontario, across Canada, will have some kind of funding available. And it may come in various ways. Could be scholarship, could be a graduate assistantship, maybe TA-ships, depending upon the program and the teaching needs. So a lot of, and it's good to talk to them a little bit about that. Oftentimes they'll make a commitment up front. You know, we will provide you with a minimum. A lot of those universities, however, and you want to check carefully, will only provide that provided you demonstrate proof to them you've applied for external scholarships. So if you're applying for research degrees, if you're applying right now for research degrees, you should also be applying for external scholarships, because some universities are going to require that as proof. Beyond that, it's in your best interest to apply for research scholarships, because down the road, especially if you're going into an academic career, you're going to want research funding, and you're going to want to develop the skills how to write a scholarship application. Scholarships beget scholarships. So once you get one, others tend to multiply.